Give me that pickle, that pineapple penis, that salami.
No, I don't think there was a penis line in there. It was just definitely too crass for me.
Give me that cucumber, banana pepper.
No, there was something about a raccoon. I was like making up. I was like stream of consciousness making up a Subway commercial.
No, yeah, sure, sure.
And I was like, do you guys remember that?
Give me that pickle, that pineapple.
Do you remember that Subway jingle where they had something about raccoons and then something like, give me a piece, give me a little pickle, that pineapple, that something, something. Da, 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 da.
There were raccoons.
I think raccoons were part of it.
I love going to Subway and just asking for my special, the Richard special, which is mozzarella, marinara, a little bit of raccoon balls, and just a sprig of oregano.
Would that be raccoon meatballs or raccoon testicles? Because those are probably extremely small.
I wonder if
they
have
to kill so many raccoons for it. Raccoons.
I wonder if they're internal. Like guinea pigs have internal testicles.
Testes? I think they're external.
You think? Have you seen a lot of raccoon balls?
No, but I'll bet you $5.
I think they.
I don't have $5.
There's. Why not raccoon?
They have. They have internal ones, but if you want like extra memory, you need a dongle and you plug in the external balls.
Plug in the external balls.
And we're in a podcast now.
Do you think there's ever been a Subway next to a Jared's?
Huh, okay. Yeah.
No.
You don't.
Okay.
I've never seen a Jared that wasn't in a mall.
Yeah.
And
I've seen Subways in malls.
Research.
Yeah, but the Subways are always in the food court, and the Jared is always in the Diamond District of the mall.
Yeah. But don't you ever just want to munch a diamond?
No, yeah. I think the problem, Scott, is not that. It's not that diamonds don't make you hungry. It's that seeing a Subway makes you not want to propose marriage to anybody.
So I Googled raccoon testicles internal, and I got this article from Salon.com. The art and folklore of Japanese raccoon dog testicles.
Okay.
These 19th century woodblock prints have to be seen to be believed. But how did American Baptists get involved? Okay, bookmark that for later.
Now... I mean, they're having sex with their raccoon dogs.
I hate when you say raccoon like that.
Uh-huh. What? Say it. How? What did I say?
No, I'm not doing this.
Newman, what did I say?
Oh, my God. Why did you bring me on the show?
Well, because there's certain things that we need to know more about, Newman, and we're going to get that from you.
Okay.
But first, I should introduce the podcast. Welcome back to Bliss.
Bliss,
the podcast, and we're here with Shelby.
Hey, what's up?
Richard.
What's up, all my babies?
And the piss lord himself, Newman.
I cannot tell you how much honor and gratitude I have when you guys call me that. And I remember, was it Richard that texted me and said, we're talking about piss and it's weird that you're not with us?
Mm-hmm.
With Sam Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
That truly warmed my heart.
Warmed the cockles of your heart. And Newman, you've really hit upon the reason of why we've asked you on the show today. You know, we've talked about you before, and we thought we should have you on to get your side of the story, to defend yourself.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know, and we're trying to learn more about enemies, you know, about confrontation, about, you know, having a Lex Luthor to your Superman, right?
That's right. Who better than natural-born antagonist Newman Wolf?
That really hurts my feelings, but maybe is apt.
We have this character mascot for the brand Bliss that we've created,
yeah.
And we need kind of...
guidance?
Guidance as far as... conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
are we?
It looks like raccoons do have external testicles.
Okay, great. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
Thank you for answering.
You can buy raccoon penis bones just everywhere on the internet.
They got a bone in it?
It's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of confused on this too, Shelby, but I am just seeing loads. They look like a really, really shallow S.
Dude.
Oh.
This guy's got loads of raccoon penis bones.
I had In and Out today, and now my balls hurt, and I'm like really bad, and I'm curious if those things.
No,
are
yeah, no,
related.
I think that's a one-to-one. So we are on month of the podcast, and
don't need it.
And of course, we're looking for De Slenderman's nemesis because, of course, Scott, this month is
March Nemesis.
If a year from Bliss gets you pissed, then you're a March Nemesis. If a year from Bliss gets you pissed, then you're my March Nemesis.
I like that. Did you ever see Star Trek Nemesis? It was bad.
I did see that. Captain Picard have a son in it.
I don't know if he had a son. He had a clone.
He had a little clone boy.
He had a clone who was played by, who was played by.
Oh, Lance Bass.
No, but this guy is so famous. And when I saw Star Trek Nemesis recently, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Ooh.
Tom Hardy.
Rita Moreno.
What?
It was Tom Hardy.
Tom!
Oh, he's a Hardy.
Okay. Oh,
he was one of the Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
he's a Mad Max.
Is it December Man? December?
Oh, no. Okay, let me give you the rundown. That's my job. So, in December, Scott decided to start promoting for the brand Bliss, and he had to create a mascot, and he decided Slender Man was a good mascot, so he made a new version, DeSlember Man.
It's like the Santa of
Slender. I don't hate that.
Okay, good.
And then of course, Scott and Sam Lindsay went over to Bliss HQ to pitch it to them, and they decided that they didn't like the idea, but I think that they thought if they said okay and ran with it, maybe they could push Scott into coming up with the next big idea. You know, and so they kidnapped Sam Lindsay for collateral.
As far as we know, Scott is the one feeding us all of this information. We didn't go to the Bliss headquarters with him and Sam Lindsay. I don't have a reason to disbelieve him. But he came back and said they took Sam Lindsay, and now
what is Bliss?
It's a makeup company.
And that's what's interesting, is that it's not a makeup company. It's a skincare company. It does like moisturizers and like wax. But on our podcast, we're calling it a makeup company. We're hoping to rebrand it.
Do you think people put wax on their skin?
Yeah, I do it all the time to wax my mustache.
So that's not true. It's not a cosmetics company. It is a makeup company. This is a different Bliss than the one that Richard seems to have found. This is kind of more of just like a mom and pop shop. You know, they're going for broad appeal, but it's kind of more of like a basement operation.
Wait, Scott, okay. We thought that whoever took Sam Lindsay,
yeah,
had like all of this power behind them, and you're telling me it's just a mom and pop basement
shop?
It's
a mom and pop shop.
Oh, that dude was strong as shit. Dude was strong.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because Sam Lindsay's got some real muscles, so if this guy could overpower Sam.
Yeah, Sam's a super hot and strong guy, and I love Sam so much.
Yeah.
Sam is great, and
he's got
rippling
fuse.
He's gone. Dude, they kidnapped him.
Scott, if you don't get him back, I will beat your ass. And there's not a lot of people that I can say that to really confidently.
Yeah, but I'm loving your confidence.
But I'll beat your ass, Scott, if you don't get my friend back.
Before we had started recording this podcast, we had noticed some technical difficulties on Richard and Shelby's end. Their connection was terrible. After some brief troubleshooting, we thought that we had fixed the problem. It was right around now we realized we were wrong. But here's the catch. The audio I received back after the recording was fine. So why am I bringing this up to you right now? Let's jump back in and find out.
I guess what I'm thinking is that... So Bliss now has Sam... Yeah. And also they have the power of Bliss Slumber Man. And we need sort of the anti-Bliss Slumber Man, like a March Nemesis for Dislumber Bliss Slumber Man. So we can fight against that and get Sam Lindsay back,
yeah,
right?
Well, it's twofold. It's sort of, Newman, do you remember Cookie Crisp?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember how it's sort of like there's these policemen and then the policeman is going after police dog maybe is going after the criminals. We need one of those sort of relationships like Tom and Jerry. It's stories about
listening to you talk with this glitch is like honestly torture.
Well, that's okay. Maybe
keep going.
Maybe just take your headphones off anytime that we talk.
Uh-huh.
And I'll ask you questions.
Well, no, because I need to hear you.
When you hear what you say, but it's kind of like listening to something come through a toilet paper filter. I'm assuming the audio that I get back from you will be fine. But we're getting the gist of what you're saying. It's just taking some time.
Now, how about this? When Shelby and I start talking, Scott can give Newman a visual cue to take his headphones off, and then when we're done, he can give him another cue, and then Scott can recap what we said to Newman.
I don't like that idea. Anyway, Newman, you're my arch nemesis because you asked Shelby for a picture of my arches, you dirty bird.
Oh yeah, I did ask Shelby for a picture of your feet.
And I got it!
And that's the one thing I wanted to say, so we can end whenever.
Am I your nemesis, Scott?
It's possible.
Man, I wonder who the person who hates me most in the world is, like my truest nemesis. It's not Scott. It's definitely not Scott. I promise.
Newman, who do you think hates you the most in the world?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
It's got to be yourself, right?
Ooh, that's really mean.
I just mean, who else would
I really
hate
don't
you
know
that much?
Who it might be.
Okay, let's all go around.
Be someone I never met.
Do our top five people who hate Newman.
Okay.
I have one. There was a bar regular who was just a little unwell. There was a bar regular who would heckle sets occasionally. And I remember you guys got in an argument with each other that was heated enough that Scott said that he would not come to the mic the following week because he was convinced that that guy was going to bring a bomb in and blow up the building.
I remember Scott being afraid to come back, but I don't remember the argument I had or what the guy looked like or what the issue was.
Oh no, you're right. That is coming back to me.
Who was the person that I got in a fight with, Richard?
I can't believe that Scott
like?
Had forgotten about this thing because he was telling me, he called me up and
so freaked out.
And he was like, I'm convinced that if I go there, I'm gonna die. And I'm like, Well, aren't I gonna die too? And he's like, yeah, and it hurts my heart. But you know, if you have to go there and die, I mean, I was like, all right, Scott. There was a guy, I don't know, this was when it was at Casual Public, and I know at some point he had heckled sex.
Richard, do you remember who the guy is? Do you remember who the guy is, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm telling you a story right now. If you were
subbing,
remember,
he's asshole. Wondering if you remember who the guy was.
So this guy, he would heckle.
Oh my God, Richard, do you remember? Richard, do you remember what he looked like, yes or no?
Yes, I'm not good at describing what people look
like. If you say he would heckle, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay, but you do remember, you know who the guy is.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a lineup.
He would heckle, and one time
okay,
he
we got a yes.
heckled a set, and he said something about that he has a explosives license because he used to work at a cemetery.
Oh, yeah. God, I do remember
See,
this.
See, if you would just let me finish my guy? Fucking sentence. Anyways, he got very upset
okay,
with
going.
Newman. Newman, I think we should do a segment that we do every week, which is where we discuss our Kathy moment of the week.
Oh, my God. If you don't finish the story, Scott, I'm serious. If he doesn't finish the story, I'm going to quit.
I think he did.
What are
I
you talking about? I finished what I said.
Are you always like this on the show, Richard? Or is this specific
what
to
you,
driving
what
me
even
crazy
talking
because
about?
You know that I don't like it?
What?
Oh my God.
You're just proving my point about you being an antagonist. People are going to listen to this and it's not going to look good for you.
It's so I think the internet connection combined with Richard's voice and long tangents are Newman's arch nemesis. But yeah, the joke's on Newman because when this gets edited, the audio is going to be crystal clear.
Oh, and Newman's
going to
sound like such an asshole.
Well, that'll be in the podcast. I'll be explaining that I couldn't hear him.
No, but we'll cut that out. Or we won't cut it out.
I don't think I'm going to sound like an asshole, and I'm comfortable with how I come across.
We'll leave the audio in, but we'll play like a, I don't know, a fun noise over it, like a trumpet.
I'm going to cry.
Now, Newman, you and I aren't nemeses, as far as I know. In fact, I feel bad that I haven't been on Instagram more often.
I like Shelby. I've always liked Shelby.
Oh, good. I like you too, Newman. I haven't been on Instagram to like react to your stories or anything.
Thank you. I was thinking about that when I signed on, that you were probably my number one.
Am I allowed to ask Newman the question I was trying to ask him earlier?
Oh, my God. Yes, Richard.
Okay.
Yes, what's your question?
I mean, I don't even know if I want to anymore, but no, I'm gonna. I gotta push through. Newman, what was your Kathy moment of the week? Mm-hmm. You know, just things that make you go, ack.
Probably this podcast.
Okay. Scott, what was your Kathy moment of the week?
I probably have a better one.
Probably also just listening to this audio right now.
On Saturday, I was playing video games with some friends in my backyard, and we were playing this game that I literally have never won, and I was within a moment of winning, and I let it slip through my fingers and then ultimately did not. That was a pretty Kathy moment.
What game was it?
But I feel like Kathy is like...
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh my God. That's actually a good question, because it is relevant to the game. Mm-hmm. In another context, not in the context that we play it. I was playing Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah.
And we were playing a version.
Kirby. He plays Kirby.
No, I don't, because I'm not 12 and it's not 1999.
I did play Kirby when I was 12.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. A likely story.
And I'm not talking about the N64 one. We play this version of it that some friends of ours made up. This is like so long. If this was a video game podcast, I would really go into it, but I feel like it's long to explain.
Well, I don't know. You know, we're exploring our options. Maybe we'll start a video game podcast. Is that first episode?
Is the goal of this podcast for you to talk like a daytime television interviewer on like Ricky Lake or like Reba?
I don't know, Scott. Scott, what would you say?
It's like the deep breaths and like the pitch that rises.
The timbre.
The Jeffrey timbre.
Of the voice. The timbre. The timbre.
Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny? Have you watched a lot of It's Always Sunny?
Oh, yeah. I've seen every episode.
Do you remember the episode where Frank is trying to convince Dennis and Dee to start a podcast, and they do, but they're trying to make it really serious, and then they bring Ben the Soldier on, and Dennis starts going like, no, Ben, we're in a war. So tell us about that war. And it's a joke because he's like affecting his voice to like seemingly have some gravity. Some gravitas with this person he's interviewing, but it's like it's really thin and transparent, and it's really bad and nasally and annoying.
Transparent, Jeffrey Tambor, yes.
Newman, are you comparing yourself to a soldier?
No.
No, I think Newman was saying that it's not a good podcast when someone makes a voice like I'm doing, but it is a good podcast if you sit and recap an entire episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What do you think makes a good villain, Newman?
Huge dick and incredible sexual stamina.
In my experience, that's right.
Yeah.
That's it?
Alpha.
In a villain, in what sense? Like a classical sense? Like superhero comic book sense?
Like, just to get stuff flying off shelves, to create fear, you know?
A complete lack of a conscience or empathy. A sociopath is a great villain.
Okay.
But maybe a more interesting villain would be one that does have empathy.
Yeah.
Like yeah. John Q. Did you ever see John Q?
Is that a Denzel?
Yeah, it is a Denzel movie.
I have not seen John Q.
Sure.
His son has Richard, I swear to God, dude, with the like the little like chime in mutters mm-hmm. of like the breath.
mm-hmm.
Is this the theme of the show?
I'm hearing you.
It's not? He's just doing it this one time?
No. I mean, this happens every time.
Okay, because it feels just... like it's directly
you guys
attacking
remember Kathy?
Me.
It was like Dilbert, but this one was a woman.
It's just...
Kathy and Dilbert were not similar.
They both work in an office.
You're the first person to call issue with it, Newman.
Didn't they have similar hair?
No.
And I think that confrontation is something that we can build off here.
Yeah, I guess.
Because... Usually, the guest like finds Richard charming. You know, they
really
they laugh. They go along with his bits.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Sometimes they even yes and them and don't try to make me feel small.
I'm not trying to make you feel small. I'm telling you, you're annoying me. We are friends. I only have my I can hear my own voice, but it's only in one ear, and I don't have the correct pop filter, so I have to try very hard not to breathe. So I'm trying to like deal with only hearing one side of my audio, you breaking up, trying not to breathe. And I really wanted I genuinely had questions about the story of the guy at Quantum.
Yeah.
And
ask away.
I did many times, and you apparently...
Well, Newman, I wasn't ready to listen back then, but I've worked on myself, and I've grown, and I've changed as a person, and I want you to ask them again.
And your internet is cooperating at this moment.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Villain. John Q is a movie where Denzel Washington's son has like an undiscovered heart condition, and he collapses at a baseball game. And then there's like an insurance thing. I feel like there was like a racial aspect of it, or like a class aspect of it, where... You know, he didn't have good enough insurance. I think it's a true story.
Yeah.
And so he brought his son to the hospital and then held the hospital hostage, and like with a shotgun or many guns, and was like, take me to jail, but my son's getting the surgery. And so he is, in a way, the villain of that story from an outside view, even though in our version he's a protagonist, but he does have empathy.
You know what the real villain is? Capitalism.
Capitalism. Yeah, there we go.
And Newman, how do you differentiate between a villain and an anti-hero?
I don't think we ever really... I mean, maybe we empathize or sympathize with the villain. But I feel like an anti-hero is someone who eschews societal norms, especially in terms of the archetype of a hero. That's not a very funny answer, but I think it was a good one.
Oh, I was busting up. You can't see me. You can't see my video. I was chortling.
So if the protagonist is a holiday cheer slender man, then maybe the villain's like hospital bed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because I remember, you know, it doesn't
a
always
hospital
have
bed?
To be man versus man. It could be man versus nature or man versus bed.
A hospital bed? Can you draw that line for me?
Well, because of John Q and the health care.
Yeah. So what Scott got from what your synopsis of the movie John Q was that there's a guy with a shotgun and his main enemy is a hospital bed. This is the bad guy in that story.
Well, the bad guy in that story is the healthcare system.
Yes.
The hospital bed would be a sidekick to the hero.
A lackey, a minion. Ooh, can we
sidekick.
Do minions?
Nurse.
Scott,
please.
Yeah.
Banana.
So the hospital beds are the sidekicks, so they're like little minion figures.
Well, I don't know. Who's the hero in John Q? The doctor? Is he both the villain and the hero?
The kid's the hero. And the burden.
No, John Q's definitely the hero. He's just an anti-hero.
Denzel's charisma.
Denzel can make any role a hero. You know how in Training Day, he's like kind of a hero, but he's not. He's a bad guy. But it's Denzel. Look at him. With the Slender Man, we've been trying all kinds of different directions to try and get Bliss to kind of really, you know, like it. We've even gone over... We have some partnerships with HBO No Go, which is a new... HBO app that only we can watch. No one else is allowed to see legally. But we've been developing some shows for them. We did Baby Pope, the sequel to Young Pope. Mm-hmm. We did very old Sheldon. Mm-hmm. And now we're working on Slender Man. So I'm thinking... Jeez.
Okay, so we've got man. So it's got to be a girl.
Well, I was thinking what's the antithesis to Slender... Like the exact opposite of Slender Man.
Okay.
And if Slenderman is like a YouTube...
Right. Portly.
So portly.
Maybe like Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that's possible. I was thinking since we're pitching it to HBO, right. We could just use an HBO character.
Well...
Oh.
I do like that the
Marlo Stanfield from The Wire.
Sure.
I've never seen The Wire.
Oh, that's a shame. It's really good.
Oh, do I have to see it? Oh, it's
Newman.
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, you.
I've never heard.
I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's really
of those.
Good.
I've never heard anyone say that.
I just watched it last year. Like I hadn't seen it, and
I'll watch it.
And it was really, I really liked
I'll
it.
I'll watch it. I have a very hard time with things like that.
Yeah, where everyone's like, it's so good.
No, I mean, yeah, but that's not what I mean. If it's like with movies and stuff, if I don't see it in like the 3 weeks that everyone I know went to go see it. I won't get it for like 4 years.
There's movies like that.
hype is a villain.
It's not a hype thing. It's not like I'm like, oh, fuck no, everyone's into that. I'm not into that shit. I'm fucking counterculture. It's like I was busy when all my friends went to go see Black Panther, and so I never saw Black Panther.
Jobs are a villain.
And now it's like, why even see it? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff like that where it's like people are tweeting about it and posting about it, and I'm not. It's not the hype that makes me not want to see it. It's just that I've seen pictures of it. I know what it is. I just don't feel like I need to see it anymore. You know?
I would like to see it.
Or it's like, I'll see it. Yeah, I'll see it. I'll see it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes. I'll see it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep.
And then
tomorrow,
it's off HBO Max, and I'm never going to see Tom and Jerry. Tomorrow. And it's like, what the fuck? Except I did see it. I did make time.
My friend,
Tom and Jerry's so
I made time for that one.
Speaking of
Arch Nemesis.
Takes. They're classic March nemeses.
One's a cat and one's a mouse. What could go right?
Is that okay? And now we're pitching a new Tom and Jerry movie, I think.
Well, I think that the problem is people always make these movies about the cat and the mouse. So maybe if we had other people that we could work into this, you know, like humans.
And the Slumber Man. Maybe Tom and Jerry team up.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Slumber Man.
You got a portly, like, bear or something, and then there's a person
riding.
Yeah, the
opposite of a man is a bear.
And a person's riding it.
Uh-huh. Tom and Jerry are riding it.
Scott wanted to introduce a human.
Oh, okay. Oh, Scott, yeah, introduce a human. Sorry, we'll step back. Introduce him. No. No, go ahead.
Just any human I can think of just off the dome you want me to throw in
there?
Yeah,
no, just introduce them, sure.
Just like any human, I can say any human. That's crazy. I really got to think about this one. Who would be a good human? I can choose anyone.
Anyone, yeah.
For a while, we were trying to pitch stuff to HBO Yoho. Arg, it's for pirates. And then HBO Yoo-hoo, but we settled on no go.
What about HBO BOGO?
Oh, we did, but then we ended up with way too many shoes.
Well, yeah. The thing with BOGO is you always have to have two ideas.
Yeah, and we really don't have the capacity to come up with. We barely have enough for one.
I guess I'd go with Ralph, the cashier at my local Walgreens.
Dude, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was just talking about he was just introducing a guy.
The fans will get it, Newman. The fans will get it.
Okay.
The fan will get it.
Yeah.
Who is it? Nick Kaminsky?
No,
oh,
Nick
God,
doesn't
no.
listen to this.
He's never listened to this in his life.
I miss Nick, man.
So Newman, who do you think? What do you think we should create for a villain? You were saying opposite. So we thought portly bear. Is that okay?
I mean, sure. I was trying to give it some actual analytical thought, but I feel like that's not really the vibe.
Okay, well,
no, the vibe
I'd
is
rather,
whatever you want
yeah.
it to be, Newman.
It does not feel
I
that
would
way.
Rather follow your vibe.
What's like the opposite to like teenage, or not even teenage, like preteen YouTube culture? Because that is who loves Slenderman.
Okay.
God, what show references Slenderman?
Maybe like
they're talking about like kids going off to find Slenderman. Is it
something for old people? Maybe NCIS? Bones?
Mm.
My dad loves NCIS, and I rip him about it all the time.
It's pretty funny.
NCIS, or that old people like it?
All the above.
Yeah.
Half dozen, six of you.
I don't get. I mean, I know all of those like procedurals, but like those crime drama shows, like Law and Order. It's just the same episode over and over for 20 years.
Yeah, it's very comforting.
Yeah, but for NCIS is fucking the Naval Crime Department.
It was a
like,
spinoff of JAG, which was a show. That at the time
yeah,
was like, they kind of jumped the shark, I think, with these types of shows.
NCIS is a spinoff of JAG?
Yeah.
I swear it is.
You didn't
yeah.
know? Yeah.
I didn't know
no,
that.
No, I didn't.
It is.
But it's like, what boat crimes are happening?
That's They
so
find
much
it.
Boat
it's
crimes.
Just any crime having to do with any member of the Navy.
I also feel like it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably like as long as anyone in the show at one point was on the water.
Yeah.
Then it's NCIS.
Right.
Like if someone gets in a car crash and they're like, but it looks like he came right off the dock.
Yeah.
And then whatever.
In the trunk of his car, he had these little floaties that you saw he could swim. So that's us now.
Mark Harmon. I auditioned for that show, I think once or twice.
NCIS?
Didn't get it. Yeah.
You should have been on it. You would have been a good...
I would have loved... One of my dreams is to be on SVU.
Yeah.
To be the guy who did it. To be like the creepy guy.
Oh, I love that for you, Newman.
I love that.
I also would love to be a cop in a movie or a TV show.
You have the look.
I don't know. You can't have a beard. I'd have to shave my beard. But
they've never been regarded better in the media, so you know, it's a good time.
I'm not saying like, yeah, man, I fucking love cops. I want to really honestly and graciously, what's the word, advertise them or honor them. I just think it would be funny if I was like chewing gum and like writing bunk tickets.
Yeah, I've thought about playing a cop.
I think I'd get really into character.
I think I could really use all my experience from my time on the force.
Uh-huh.
What force are we talking about?
X-Force.
This police force.
So you want to play a cop because you have so much experience being a cop?
Yeah. 20 years, one day away from making my pension.
He does this sometimes.
this part, no guests. No guest likes this
we
part.
We actually lost it. Richard goes into a
Which part?
Where it's the cop who's about to get killed in a final raid on a big drug lord.
What's this? Someone just ran into that alley over there.
Man.
Clip-clop.
He has like trauma flashbacks to this.
Hey, you stop!
It didn't actually happen.
Are you on a horse? Are you a cop, a horse cop?
Yeah. I'm That's one of the Jedi Force cops. I go around, and if anybody's using the Force, I want to see.
You sound, babe, you're pretty wild tonight.
You guys want to hear me play guitar, Scott?
Yeah, do you have a song about villains?
No, I could probably write one quick, though.
I kind of do. It's like we're just going over to Newman's place to hang out. And he's like...
Going over to Newman's place.
Yeah, can you see all the trash behind me?
It doesn't look bad.
Tried making a lamp. There's all this... Do you see all this white paper on the ground? This big white piece of paper?
Well, the listeners can't see this and neither can I. So I'm just going to describe it for them as I imagine it.
I tried making a lampshade. I tried making a lampshade last night.
Newman's room covered in cum.
There's no cum.
Just white stuff everywhere.
There's no cum.
Well, I just took a screenshot, so, you know.
And do I look happy?
I haven't.
And the Law & Order SVU walks in, and they're like, yeah, there's a lot of cum here.
Okay, Newman wanted this to be intellectual, and now we're talking about... Okay.
I don't need it to be intellectual, but I would like it to be about something.
No, we are about something. Newman, please tell us. You don't want to tell us who you think your march nemesis is?
My march nemesis or my just general life nemesis?
It's arch nemesis, but we're just saying march for the theme.
I don't know who my arch nemesis is, man. There's a few people, but I'm definitely not going to say their names.
Do you have any stories that you could tell about?
Do you want to describe people?
No, definitely not.
What was the
not,
moment that
yeah,
you knew that
a
somebody...
moment that you knew that someone was your nemesis and you can leave?
This guy in college is not my nemesis. I am angry that I ever think about him, but we were becoming friends in college. And then he stopped talking to me for a year. Like just one day just like snapped and never spoke to me. And I finally a year later I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And he was like trying to kind of like not engage, and he was like, "Just let it go," like blah blah blah. And then I said, like, dude, you won't even look me in the eyes. And then I swear to God, he said, you don't deserve it.
What?
So that was pretty mean. And then that felt really bad and really, really fucked with my psyche and emotional state. And then I would see him out at like shows or parties, or whatever. And like if I sat down near him, he would get away. He would move away. And then I was standing in line once at a taco place, and he just happened to be in front of me, and he turned around. He's like, "Hey man, what's up?" And I wish I had been like, "Nah, no way, dude. Absolutely not." But I was like, "Oh, hey man, how's it going?" So he probably didn't like me very much, but I don't know if he still does. I hope I occupy his every thought.
You don't know why? Or...
I have some vague ideas, but I think it was a lot of... I think I said something that he perceived as very mean to a friend of ours one night. That was definitely boneheaded of me to say, but it wasn't meant to be like a mean cutting thing. And I think he just...
Yeah.
You know?
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, super funny, right? super funny episode of the podcast.
Well, no, I mean, that's a crazy story. I mean,
well, no, I think what you did was you just epitomized what you were saying earlier about, you know, our good villain needs to be like empathetic, needs to mm-hmm. come from a place of pain.
Well, he was,
and you did, you have come.
He was empathetic towards, God, dude, my right ball is killing me, and I really think it's because of this in and out.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, let's which was it, the little peppers?
No, I feel like I feel like I just ate this in and out and it made my stomach all fucked up and created a lot of pressure in my organs, and somehow that is translating to my right nut. I also am remembering that I lifted a lot of heavy things today, and it also might be from that.
Interesting.
And I was bent over for a very long time today. You know what I mean?
I don't, but
My dad.
You what?
Fucking my dad.
You're fucking your dad. Okay.
Earlier today, yeah.
He's fucking his dad.
I hugged my dad for the first time today.
For the first time?
Yeah, in my life.
Wow. Yeah, that would make your ball hurt.
That would make my ball hurt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he kissed my cheek, and then he said, I kiss you 100 times a day. That he really did say that.
okay.
But it's because I once made him take a video where I was asking him how many times does he kiss me a day, and he says, I made him say 100, maybe more. And then I sent it to someone. I don't remember who I was sending it to. So that was a good callback from my old man. That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's really cute.
Old man callback.
Yeah, that's really cute because it seems like he probably thinks about it. He's like, he felt included. And
how often do you think your dad thinks about you?
Probably once a day, minimum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me text him right now. He's going to say every day. He's going to say every day for sure.
500 times a day.
I don't know. I mean, how many? I remember thinking about the concept of being like, how many thoughts do you have a day? I think I was reading something about meditation. I was trying to explain like how many different types of thoughts people with, maybe it was ADD, maybe it was just people generally. And I was like, how do you even quantify what a thought is?
Yeah.
Is that individual words? Is it concepts? Is that like full narratives where you're like, I wonder what my dad is doing right now. My dad is old. I'm going to be old. Like, are those all individual thoughts?
It's hard.
Can they happen
to say
at the same time?
Yeah. And then you have multiple things going on at the same time. And then it's just like a wall of noise inside your head, you know? And it's like,
yeah, when you can't stop hearing screams, right, or just like thinking about all the people.
Does that count as one thought? Or
I don't know.
What about when there's no thoughts, no noises, it's just staring at a blank wall and there's literally nothing?
I wish, if you can do that, Scott, you have literally attained nirvana. So
yeah, monks study for years, decades.
I do that from time to time.
I don't believe you.
Okay, maybe
you
Scott, guys. But I think Scott in that case is just dissociating. I don't think he's like not thinking.
Well, I'm
anything.
Thinking maybe Scott is Newman's opposite.
Oh.
And maybe instead of Newman hating me this whole time, maybe it's Scott who's his true arch nemesis.
And that is the course for most guests. They do hate me.
They start off hating me. And then as the podcast progresses, they learn to hate Scott.
People have opinions about me, but I do not ever want to hear what they are.
I think Scott's really funny. I like Scott. And it's really, I feel bad because I'm someone that people love fucking with me. Case in point, Richard in this podcast episode, because it's really easy to get me.
I don't even know what
riled
you're
up. I feel like I was pretty vocal about how much you were annoying me, and then you kept doing it for 40 minutes. So I feel like you do know what I'm talking about.
Newman, I do have to. Okay, stepping outside of the podcast. Yes, this is what the podcast is always like. It's have you met us before?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought there would be maybe more direction or
this is,
like
literally this is Scott's
solid
podcast.
Concept.
Scott, you need to run a tighter ship here.
Wrangle us.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Here's the problem with me running a tight ship. I have a very small voice. And I'm also just a very small, non-confident person. But I think this episode has had no direction this time because I'm coming to the realization that my heart is just not in this bliss stuff anymore. You know, I'm time and time again, I am pitching them these ideas. And I mean, they flat out hated Dislumberman when I pitched them to them. They didn't like them. They told me, get out. They gave me a sponsorship if I got out. And then they took Sam. And
I can't believe they did that.
Forgot about my friend. My cool friend who's an Uber driver. I forgot about him.
Adam Driver, Uber driver?
He wears a hat.
Yeah.
He's known for it, yeah.
Is it Sam?
It's Sam. He's a chill dude.
Sam is super chill. Actually, shout out to Sam Lindsay. I love you so much, Sam.
And we're going to get you back, baby.
We're going to get you back.
This is kind of what I'm talking about because I haven't listened to the podcast. I don't know the entire narrative arc of this yarn that you're spinning. So when you bring me on the podcast to talk about it, I then have to sit here and listen to you either describe or play out or continue to play out this thing. Then I have to be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, I just wanted somebody to listen.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels so good just to have somebody to listen, you know?
Newman's on the phone.
I'm recording a podcast right now. Can I call you back in like 30, 45 minutes? Sorry, man.
Plug the podcast.
Yeah, tell them to check it out.
Plug whoever called you.
That was my dear friend, my dearest, dearest friend, Peter.
Oh, hi, Peter. He's not going
to
listen.
Hi, Peter. Shout out to Peter.
No, 100%. I would bet literally $1,000 if I had that to spare that he would not listen to it.
Newman, why don't we do the podcast how you want to do it from now on out? You take over. Newman, it's yours now. Go.
Cool. So that's the podcast. Thanks, guys, for stopping by. What were you talking about, Sam? I'd be so sad if Sam got kidnapped.
He did.
What would you do? He was kidnapped. But also, what would you do if Sam was kidnapped?
I'd be like, I don't know who you are, but I've got a certain set of skill. I'd do a bad Liam Neeson impression.
I don't know. It's kind of hot.
I think I can do the first part really well.
There are wolves out there.
I don't know who you are.
It's giving me ASMR chills.
I've had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Bliss is...
Pronounced Epiphone. It's a guitar.
Bliss is the arch nemesis.
Of Slender Slenderman?
Oh.
It's Bliss.
Okay.
Bliss is our arch nemesis.
Oh, wait. That makes way more sense than any of the other stuff we were trying to do, Scott. Why didn't you tell us that from the beginning?
Because they blinded... I had to come to this realization, okay? I was blinded by the idea of a sponsorship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was blinded.
You got dollar signs in your eyes. Sam started to look like a big hot dog or a big rack of turkey leg, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
And I said, oh, Sam, he's no good to me. I need the sponsorship. But that was wrong of me.
Yeah, that was fucked up, dude. No, Sam is dead, maybe.
Bliss. Nah, I mean, I don't even know if he's kidnapped. They seem pretty chill. He was playing like video games or something. I don't know.
So you lied to me? Which video game was he playing?
I'm not into that.
It was Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, but it was like this. They play it like a special way.
I'm not into that nerd shit. I mean, they did say you can't have him back, but I don't think he knew he was in danger.
He could be having a good time and just have been in there since December.
Maybe they were like, you can totally leave, but there's a pandemic out there, so why don't you quarantine with us?
Oh, I know. Newman, how do you feel about it?
About Sam being kidnapped by Bliss?
Yeah, or the pandemic or anything.
I don't like it very much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very upset that Sam is missing, presumed dead. I had a very dark... I'm not even going to go into it. Yeah, I don't like the pandemic, weirdly.
But Newman, we want to hear your dark thoughts.
I was thinking about the psychic stress that is going to like reverberate through the world for years from this. And then I was thinking about what... This is really dark and not funny at all. I was thinking about the Colorado shooting and that happened the other day in Atlanta and thinking about... Because I watched an interview with a guy that was in the Colorado one. And it was like later that day. Or the next morning, and he was talking to fucking, what's his name? Oh my God, Don Lemon. And Don Lemon, he's not like grilling him, but he's asking him questions. He's like, why were you there? What were you doing? What did you feel? And this guy's like 11 hours later, like, yeah, man, I was getting chips or whatever. And I just thinking about that. And then I was thinking about COVID as an analog for that feeling. It's like we're all living through a mass shooting that's playing out in slow motion over like a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's not a very funny thought, see?
No, but I think that's a valid way to put it, because we don't know. I mean, I think about that, like, the kids who have been born during this time, or, like, my nephew is 3, and he's been, you know, he hasn't seen other kids. Yeah. Like,
it's fucked up.
Super it is fucked so up. Fucked up.
And that's why we should have opened, and never, no one should.
Yeah, exactly. That's why these restrictions are all bad, and we should have just pretended nothing was wrong.
And you don't like these vaccines either, I heard.
No,
right?
No.
Me? Yeah, I hate them. I did take one. I did get one, though. I got the Johnson & Johnson No More Tears.
Who'd you have to screw to get a vaccine, Newman?
I volunteer for the Red Cross.
That's good.
Driving blood around the city.
That's good.
I have not started yet. I have one more day of training, and I am terrified that I will get in a car accident and be covered in gallons of many different people's blood.
Also, okay, the listener doesn't know how many cars you have already totaled.
A lot.
Do you have a number?
Four.
Newman!
That's four cars. That's four cars.
Four cars
by the
totaled.
Way.
Not four accidents. Four cars completely wrecked.
Can I give a little bit of a defense for myself.
Okay.
The first one I got, the first car I totaled was my car that I had, I got my senior year of high school.
Okay, everyone totals.
And
their
I was,
first car. Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing.
Not true.
I was driving in my mom's neighborhood. This is like 2011. Jesus Christ. 2012 maybe. I was driving in my mom's neighborhood on like a Wednesday night, weeknight, like 8 o'clock. And there's a street near her house in LA, in the valley, that's kind of windy near Ventura. And I went around a long curve. And when I got around the curve, there was another car stopped perpendicular in the road, blocking both lanes of traffic.
Wow.
And I slammed on my brakes. And I remember having the thought, like, oh, cool, I'm going to die. And then I didn't. And it was these three older women, and they were going to like a dinner party. And they lied to the cop about what happened.
Oh, no.
And so I was judged as being responsible.
Damn.
Because the law is that if you are pulling out of a driveway, it is you as the driver, you the one pulling out, it's your responsibility to make sure the road is mm-hmm. clear. Mm-hmm. But if you're pulling in, it is the other driver's responsibility to make sure, to watch to see if you're braking and whatever. And they apparently knew that. And so they said, oh, we were pulling in. We weren't leaving. We were coming home, which was complete dog shit.
I had a similar thing pulling out of my driveway at my old apartment on Chevy Chase, and there was, you know, it was like a red curb, and this like young-ish, slightly younger than me, I guess, woman was pulling her car into this like red curb or whatever, and we just barely tapped or whatever, but that's my fault, I guess, because I was pulling out of my driveway.
Yep.
And it sucked.
It's not chill.
Mm-mm.
It's severely lacking in chill.
I totaled a car, and it was still just one car.
Yeah.
You're saying that you only totaled one instead of four?
No.
The joke is that totaled is a math word. I totaled one car five
in
times,
total,
and it was still one car.
It was one car when he was totaling it.
How many listens do you guys get? Like 20K, 30K
mm-hmm.
a month?
Yeah, sure, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, with the sponsorship, but I mean, really, I'm ready to say goodbye to that.
Yeah,
you
see,
know?
We could have gotten a lot of listeners with this Bliss sponsorship.
But we'd rather have Sam.
Friendship's more important
to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give up tens of thousands, millions of listeners to get my boy Sam
back.
Yeah,
of course.
It's just the way he wears a hat.
Dude, that jawline, that Roman nose, so aquiline.
Yeah.
Great looking cat. Tan.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
shape.
His bone structure, fantastic.
Bone structure's great. Nice. Funny.
Good voice. Yeah, he's
sparkling
a sweet guy.
Sparkling personality. Sometimes I get lost in his eyes.
Maybe he'll listen to this and be like, bro, why are you talking about me like that?
He won't listen to this.
But probably not.
Well, if we tell him that we talked about him about it, then yes, I think he might. So that's maybe a strategy to get new listeners. Just tell people we talked about them.
You're talked about in this episode. Watch, please.
Yeah.
So I guess, the plan from here on out, we're going to save Sam next episode. But for now, I don't have an agenda anymore. So, We could wrap things up. We can chill. You know, we could just
we can
do
hang
whatever,
out for a bit.
We could do whatever you want to do, Noom. We could just talk.
I can hang out for a bit.
Noom, it's your show now.
I have some auditions to prepare for.
Mm. Oh. Do you want me to read? Do you want me
to
read the other
lines
part?
With you?
No, definitely not.
Newman, do you know how many listeners we would get if it was?
I feel like that probably would break some code of conduct in the industry.
Yeah, leak the script to us, baby.
They're not. Like, I don't think there's any NDA involved. Like, I didn't sign anything, which I have had to do. It's more that I just think it will look really negatively if anyone. If we look really negative, if someone hears
Newman,
this.
Are you auditioning for the Snyder Cut? We're gonna act like we recorded this before the Snyder Cut came out.
The Snyder Cut is that's what a rabbi calls a bris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get it? Because it's a Jewish last name, and he's cutting a baby's mm-hmm. dick.
And
skin
he's
off.
Cutting off pretzels.
Yeah, pretzel bites, pretzel balls, pretzel nugs.
Scott, you love your nugs.
Some dank pretzel nugs. Oh, Scott, did you want to do the segment we do every week called What Are We Smoking?
I'll do that. It sounds fun.
Okay. And Scott, here's the theme song. Scott's going to play the theme song for the segment.
What are we smoking? I hope we have a window open.
Gotta protect the walls from the smoke. Don't want to choke. Smoke. What are we smoking?
What are we smoking? What are we smoking?
I actually don't want any.
I loved that theme song.
Shelby, what are you smoking?
I have an all-in-one pineapple-flavored marijuana vape.
Oh, chill. Is it a Dosist? Is it a Bliss
no.
pen?
No, it's Loon.
Loon?
Yeah.
I have a Loon tattoo.
Like the bird? Oh, yeah. It is like the bird. Nice. Ooh. I like it. Looks good.
Thank you.
Newman, what are you smoking?
This 5% nicotine menthol Juul.
Is that a lot of percent nicotine or a little?
Yeah, it's really high. The nicotine in one pod is like equivalent to a pack of cigarettes. Like, there's not a lot of nicotine in cigarettes, in like an individual cigarette. Compared to this, it's a lot, but there you could definitely get more interesting stuff, right?
Richard, what are you smoking?
Oh, I'm smoking this guy in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate because I'm maining Kirby.
Do you play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? I will beat your ass.
We want to buy it. We haven't gotten around to buying it.
It's on. You can just download it.
Yeah,
for money. We just haven't gotten around to doing that.
Also,
you know what's fucked up? The digital version. The digital version should be cheaper than the physical version.
Well, yeah.
Yes,
it should be. Yes, it should be. Yes, it should be.
Yeah, it definitely
should be.
It should be.
Especially because they keep creating new characters to download, and then you have to fucking buy them.
You have to buy the new characters?
It's not like, oh, this, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like it's like $5 per character. So if you bought the game for $60 or $70, whatever it is, and then, you know.
God, that's fucked up.
There's 10 new characters. You're spending almost another. You're buying the game over again.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking these fucking.
You ever play as Darth Maul, dude?
I would love it if there was a Darth Maul in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. That would shred so hard, dude. Fucking double sided lightsaber. Are you kidding me? I was like a Darth Maul type one time for Halloween.
Darth Maul cop.
That's
Paul Blart, Darth
that's
Maul
good.
Cop.
Paul Blart, Slurp Bart. I have a thing where I words. Sound
like other words. You came to the right place.
Yeah, but they.
Yeah, I've,
but they
I've,
don't
I've,
actually.
I've noticed that before.
With me?
No. I've on mic.
Scott's
at open mics. I've said words sound like words, and then I've just stood there in silence.
If you were to really boil down all of Scott's comedy into one phrase, it would be that one.
It would be like a shrieking, shrill.
No, it'd be Newman's mom saying she hated my set.
Oh,
that's
Newman
awesome.
Has her mom. Newman,
she's
how's
chill.
Your mother?
She's okay. Is it a Jewish joke?
I don't
Richard,
think I was doing
a Jewish,
Jewish
voice
joke.
To me?
Jewish...
I thought he was doing like a Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, all right, Newman, well. You park your car. How's your mother? I'm not sure if I'm from Boston or if I'm from Brooklyn, like an entourage.
Or the Cowardly Lion.
Put him up.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Do you know that I played the Cowardly Lion when I was in third grade?
That reads across the board.
And then I was in a production of The Wiz of the West, where I played the Cowardly Lionel, a guy named Lionel, and it took place in the West.
Is The Wiz of the West like The Wiz, but in cowboy times?
Yes, you've got it.
But is it based off The Wiz, or is it based off The Wizard
it's
of Oz?
It's based off The Wizard of Oz. I don't think they could get the rights to... I mean, because The Wiz is just The Wizard of Oz, anyways.
No, I know, but it's like a very different telling of that, imagining of that story.
Yeah, no. This was just...
So I'm saying, is it The Wizard of Oz transposed onto the Old West, or is it The Wiz transposed onto the
Old
West?
I'm going to be honest, Newman. I don't think the people who wrote it thought that heavily into it. To make that distinction.
Was it people at like your like community theater, like your high school or something?
This was before that, because I was doing theater when I was like a wee lad. So like I said, third grade was Wizard of Oz, and maybe like fourth or fifth grade, it was this, it's a traveling theater company where they, basically they'll show up at a town that books them, and they'll be there for a week, and they'll take a bunch of kids, like Pied Piper.
1 week?
For like a week. They'll kidnap your children for a week. And they'll teach you how to do like a full show, and
maybe that's where Sam Lindsay is,
and maybe that's what Sam's doing with Bliss. They're putting on a show with children.
I can't wait to find out.
That sounds awful.
I did a lot of them. I did it a lot.
Yeah.
Were they bad?
I don't know that I would be the one who could really tell you if they were bad or not.
Community theater plus massive time constraints is a recipe for a bad time in my book.
Yeah. Well, you know when they say you can make something good, or you can make something cheap, or you can make something horny, and you can pick two, but you can't have the other one.
Yeah, but you can have two, you can have the third one.
Oh, horny. Was it The Wiz of the West, like W-H-I-Z-Z? Was it about piss?
I know Scott's talking about his piss fetish. Newman, let's talk piss.
I wish I had a piss fetish so I could truly be the piss lord, but I just don't. It's just such a funny word to me.
But you like piss, right?
Yeah, I talk about it. I say it all the time. But I don't want anyone to pee on me, and I don't want to pee on anyone else. You can take that to the bank. Yeah. Piss bank.
I'll pee where you
What if someone
I'll
really... If, you but pee. You would be... If, like, someone really wanted you to piss on them, you would do it, right?
How much money?
If it was, like, my wife or a serious girlfriend who I, like, love...
Yeah.
How much money? Yeah,
maybe
right
if it wasn't... If someone really... Let me put it this way. If someone really wanted me to do it, I guess I would. I do not see myself getting any sexual enjoyment
right,
from them.
Right.
So Newman,
maybe it would feel good to know that I made them feel good in some capacity.
Yeah, your partner gets a lot of sexual enjoyment out of it. And
I mean,
so do you think that's why
I'm even considering it at all.
Right.
Newman, out of the three of us, which of us would you piss on? Most likely.
This will be the sound bite that I share before
Newman,
the episode.
I don't want you to answer that.
Okay. Then Shelby's out.
It's not Shelby.
Between
not
Scott
Shelby.
And I, which of us would you rather piss on? I have a suspicion.
That's a really hard question.
And remember, whoever you choose, they will get extreme sexual enjoyment out of it.
Oh, they do in the scenario?
They do enjoy it.
Yeah, and in real life.
Oh. That makes it, that's way less exciting. Because it's
okay,
way
let's
more.
Take that
like,
out of
I
it.
Would...
Let's take that out of it too. It's just a blanket thing. Scott, me.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Richard.
Mm-hmm. That's what
I was certain it would be. I was certain it would be
well,
Scott.
Because the stream would be so strong with Richard. Mm-hmm. I have a weak stream.
No,
you're getting pissed on. No, but Scott has been known to receive piss very poorly.
I think that Scott would, S-C-O-D. I think Scott would actually freak out to a point that it would make me feel bad. And I think Richard would be like, really? Really, bro? Really? Okay, yeah, just piss on me. Piss on me. That's
okay.
Whatever.
And I
think that would...
No.
Okay. I guess I'm the asshole.
I also think it would be funny to get piss in Richard's long hair.
Okay.
And that would be really funny.
I had a friend pass out drunk in my car once, and I left him in the car for a couple hours. And I came back to check on him, or to leave, and I was like, you have my keys, and he didn't remember. He finally opened the door and let me in so I could search around for the keys. And I was like feeling around on the ground to see if he dropped them, and the floor of my car was like sloshing wet.
Ooh.
And I was like, did you throw up in here? And he's like, nah. And I was like, are you sure? I had given him a water. I was like, did you spill the water? Did you like spill beer? And he was like, no. And then I'm like, splashing around. And then he goes, dude. And then I go, dude, did you piss in my car? And he went, yeah.
So he made you guess every other fluid.
He didn't know. I know. He didn't like, it was like when I asked, he made the connection of what had happened. But before I could have been saying anything and he'd be like, dude, I have no idea. But then he paid to detail my car, and that was pretty cool.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Not the first time.
I told a story recently, and I don't think it was on this podcast, about a friend of mine in high school that my mom was giving us a ride, and he gets in the car, and it's like, what is that horrendous smell?
Oh, he shit himself?
He didn't shit himself. His shoes were covered in cat shit. Just like, like somehow he had found, I don't know, maybe multiple cats or what it was, but the most horrendous smelling, like this cat was unwell.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I told
him,
like,
where were you guys coming? Were you picking him up?
Yeah, we were, you know, grew up in a small town, Newman. And in order to do theater and stuff, we would have to like drive half an hour, or our parents would have to drive.
No, that's not what I meant. Yeah. I meant, were you picking him up from his house? Like walked out of his house?
I don't remember.
With his shoes covered in cat shit?
I don't think we were picking up from his house. I think it was, for some reason, I remember picking up on the side of the road, but I don't think that that's right. I think maybe it was in the plaza of somewhere. I don't know.
That wasn't your friend. That was just a hitchhiker.
It was Slender Man. And then when I started saying, what the fuck, you're getting cat shit all over my mom's car, his response was to take his shoes off and then just throw them in the back of the car so that it spread everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's really sad.
Yeah. This is the same guy. He had a paper route, and one time
he was always smearing cat shit all over the paper.
Yeah. What was it with this guy and cat?
No,
and
but
he would throw papers, and they were caked in wet cat shit.
I mean,
where do you even find it?
That may also be true. But no, from this particular day, he woke up and he had morning wood, but he had to go ride his bicycle around and his paper out. And then at some point, the morning wood just had not gone away. And he decided...
How old is this kid?
This was probably either 8th grade or 9th grade or something.
He decided to get off his bike and jerk off in public?
Not in public so much as one of the people in his... paper route had their garage door open, and that's where he would like leave their paper, I think was inside their garage, and so he went in their garage. So there's a little bit of like,
dude, this kid has like immediate serial killer red flags.
No,
that,
he's actually a nice
that's person. Someone I've talked to.
I think so, yeah.
He jaded in the Raj?
I didn't realize that story was the same person. I thought that was just some rando. But no, I've talked to him. He's a nice guy.
It wasn't like a stranger. Yeah, he's a good boy. And it wasn't like a stranger. It was like it was like a neighbor or something.
Well,
he was like,
you know,
he was like,
well, I'm 14 years old. Gotta go jerk off in my neighbor's garage.
Look, I like to jay off on my day off as much as the next guy. And I've done it a lot of places.
Newman,
I've done it in homes that weren't mine for sure.
Are you doing slam poetry?
Yeah. But I've never been like, that open door that I'm not supposed to be in looks like a good place.
Yeah, but I think they were like friends of the family or something. Like he left the
I never went to a friend of the family's house and was like, man, I really gotta jerk off.
Right.
Okay, oh, their garage is open. I've met
them. All right. Let's go around the horn here and do top 5 places other than your house that you've jacked off. Newman?
A Jewish temple.
Temple.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really bored.
That's good. That's good.
I mean, that's pretty bad. That's not much better than a stranger's house, but or a acquaintance's house.
I keep remembering you having a story about jerking off at a funeral, but I think it was that you shit your pants.
Shit my pants. Yeah, I know. You're conflating. I shit my pants at my great aunt's funeral.
Okay. Yeah.
That actually, I actually told that story recently on a family Zoom.
Oh, nice.
While planning my grandmother's Zoom memorial.
Wow.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I lost my grandpa in August, too.
To COVID?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I mean,
he got it. He didn't... He had
complications of?
Yeah, it was a brain thing that went wrong, but the COVID didn't help. He also had COVID.
How old was he?
Oh, God. Not super old. Like 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My grandmother was almost 100.
Oh, wow.
My great-grandma
and she was
like 103 when she died or something like that.
That's awesome. I had a family member that was 102, 103 when he died.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I missed all those genes in my family went somewhere else. I get whatever.
You're dying soon. Like
I don't know. I hope not, but I really don't feel
healthy.
A lot of longevity.
It seems accurate.
I mean, maybe it's all this ball pain in and out in jewel pods.
The ball pain worries me. You might have like a clogged, swollen tube.
No, I don't. I know that I don't.
My uncle died like a year ago, and we did not know. Nobody told us for like a very long time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This was an uncle who tried to sue my mom at some point, so we weren't like tight.
It was like a fraud.
His kids didn't even know that he died, actually, because his like wife just didn't tell anybody. So weird.
Was he in the fucking CIA? What the hell is that shit?
I think he was just a sad man who used to have money and be a doctor and was mean to all of his family and had a shit ton of kids and ex-wives. And
he sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Rest in piss.
Yeah. Well, at least his brother was a guy who, when Trump was elected, was spamming all my Facebook posts saying all this pro-Trump shit. And I was like, dude, I haven't talked to you in 20 years since you tried to sue my mom, and this is the first thing that I hear from you.
Wait, your uncle did this?
Yeah, my other uncle. I had two shitty brother uncles of this that tried guy. To sue my mom at the same time.
Were in a lawsuit together or separate lawsuits?
I don't know. I was pretty young. I think it was it had been together, I assume. But it was basically...
It doesn't have to be.
Basically, they're... this is all very personal. But my understanding of it was that my grandma and grandpa, they both died when I was in like kindergarten or around the same time. And then my mom had been the one who was there like taking care of them. And she was also the executor of their estate while they were being rich doctors in another state. And then they came back and were like, we think you're cheating us out of all this money and stuff. And she's like, I'm just doing whatever it says in the will. Right. And so they tried to sue her. And then my mom was thinking about countersuing and looking up what constitutes libel, but it didn't. Anyways, I was just there and I was like drawing pictures and writing stories in lawyers' offices. It was tight.
That's crazy.
Well, just to wrap up the recording portion.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, the theme was March Nemesis, and I'm trying to sell this Buzz Lightyear on eBay.
I saw a picture of an X-ray recently of a guy that had a Buzz Lightyear toy stuck up his ass. I assumed it was a guy.
You know what? Could've I get it.
You got a friend in me, you know.
Have you seen that guy? To infinity and beyond.
And beyond.
In beyond.
This Buzz Lightyear guy, you know, he's the nemesis of Woody. They're kind of frenemies. But I've never seen the film.
Scott, if you've seen any of the extended universe of Toy Story, in fact, his nemesis would be Zurg.
Are you serious? You've never seen any of the Toy Stories?
I've never seen I only listen. I don't watch. I've listened
Did
to
you
the
know,
antics,
you've never seen Toy Story?
I haven't watched.
What the fuck does that mean? Did you watch the movie or not?
Are
you
oh, it's a movie.
I thought it was a podcast.
Okay. Now I haven't seen it either.
I'm trying to sell this Buzz Lightyear. He talks, he walks. But the problem is, I wrote my name in Sharpie on its foot when I was a kid. Okay, and now I've rubbed it off with alcohol as much as I can, as much as he could rub it off. My dad rubbed the Sharpie with my name off the foot. Okay, but it's still faintly visible to me.
Oh my God, Scott, why are there swastikas all over the bottom of that Buzz Lightyear's feet?
Yeah, I'm looking
can
at it.
Why are you showing that to
can
me?
Can I still...
This is your problem, Scott. No one's buying it because of the swastikas.
Can I still sell the Buzz Lightyear as brand new? Because I want to say mint condition.
I mean,
maybe
you can sell it to Nazis, probably with all the swastikas all over.
I mean,
I don't know
Nazis
are
really
that.
Big these days.
But they don't
they're coming back
yeah,
in a big way.
But they don't want like brand new items because they're all about like tradition.
The other option is that you could put something on, you know, type something up on eBay where it's like, I just really respect Indian culture and the swastika has this great value that I understand so much, and that's why they're on there.
How bummed out are Buddhists about that?
Yeah.
You know?
They've got to be real bummed out.
I think they're stoked.
They're probably fine. Well, they probably don't have... It's, you know, their emotions
No strong emotions either way.
I just want to clarify, there's no swastikas on this thing's feet.
I mean, I can see them, and unfortunately, without this video, no one will be able. You'll never be able.
Well, Scott's gonna bleep out the word swastika every time we've said it.
Newman, are I think you? That Scott maybe had another sentence written down that he wanted to say about his Buzz Lightyear toy.
No,
so
I
Scott
mean
would...
I didn't. But yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I already have the eBay description ready to go. It's gonna talk about, you know, the adventures fighting against Woody with his best friend Sid. Newman,
Sid's
don't...
not his friend. Sid's not is
don't
Sid,
mansplain.
Is Woody's friend?
Don't mansplain.
Sid
don't,
is
new
man. Sid is
mansplain
a
Toy Story.
A Sid is nobody's friend,
Newman.
And B, if he was anyone's friend, he'd be Andy's.
New mansplain.
I just want to know why I mentioned the writing on the foot in the description.
Yeah, you got to tell people there's swastikas on it. Otherwise, no Nazis are going
to
buy it.
I'm really confused, Scott. I don't know how we got to this place, but I would say. Yeah, you would mention that.
Scott, let me see the bottom of the foot so I can tell the people that they're not swastikas. Wow, lots of, swastikas. Unbelievable.
Here's the thing, Scott. I would say it has normal, you would write in the description, like, normal wear and tear from playing.
From being a dumb kid.
From sticking it up my ass.
You can't read the name unless you're like Inspector Gadget.
Known for his great
eyesight.
So maybe
write something in the eBay description, Inspector Gadget cannot buy this.
We'll sell to anyone but Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I think, wasn't Inspector Gadget just some guy who saw stuff real good?
Yeah, that was his whole thing.
I'm just trying to get this podcast ready for when I do Ebe May.
Oh, there you go.
He's setting up. All right. So that thing that Newman didn't like earlier. So now, Newman, you're in on the ground floor. It's not us explaining something that.
Dude, what about April?
Oh, we'll get there. It's
You're gonna skip it.
We're skipping
it's before
April.
May,
off,
bro.
You know. You guys, I just realized I can't smooch Rouge the Bat because she might give me a coronavirus.
Smooch Rouge the Bat.
Rouge the Bat.
I can't smooch.
Have you
Rouge
heard
the
of
Bat.
Rouge the Bat?
Sure haven't.
From the Sonic
games.
Oh,
do yourself a favor and like Google Rouge the Bat. And make sure you're sitting down and you got your cock out.
And turn safe search off.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be some bat doing some hentai shit, right?
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, bye.
Wait till you see.
Oh my god, Newman, wait till you see this shit. Oh my god.
Should I search something for specific, or am I just looking at this like sexy goth bat?
Yeah, this is sexy goth.
Oh, don't even say that. It's too much for me, Newman.
Is she a new Sonic character?
She's new in the sense that since like 2000, maybe 20 years old.
So no, I'd fuck this cartoon bat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Who among us wouldn't?
Look at those thighs.
Oh, yeah, but
she's looking good.
She's a bat.
Good for her. I like her little heart-shaped bustier situation.
She got heart boobs. And we always listen to this song from the Hitch soundtrack to take us out.
Of course you do. Weird. If I Google Rouge the Bat hentai, there's no hentai that shows up.
Insane. Turn
you guys should try
off.
It. You guys should try
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Let me check it out.
Okay. And Scott, which song from the Hitch soundtrack do you think that we should hear this week?
The fifth one.
Okay. So going for number five. And it's coming now, and hopefully you guys will be able to hear it. And I forgot I'm not plugged into the mixer anymore.
They can hear it.
So
what do you think of this song, Newman?
Okay, everybody.
Hold on, I'm listening, dude. Jesus Christ. This is from the Hitch soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good, right?
It's like New Jack City shit. Who is this?
It's Heavy D and the Boys. I thought it was Heavy
D
and the Kids
Heavy
Table.
D. No, that's Big D and the Kids Table.
Newman, do you have anything you want to plug over the Hitch soundtrack?
No, I need his thoughts on it to make it legal.
Oh, he has to review it.
Yeah, I think you probably should really be concerned about legal action for this podcast, Scott, from Heavy D and the Boys Estate. And Hitch.
That's a good review.
It's not real. It's kind of new, Jackie. It's cool. I mean, Heavy D's cool. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Peppa and Heavy D up in the limousine, you know? So.
Yeah.
Notorious.
Now that we found love, and I do think that we're in love with Newman, and we're not angry or mean to each other or nemesis
anymore.
I'm
less angry for sure.
Yeah, bye. We all get along now. Bye.
Okay. Is this it? Is this done? Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, bye, everybody. Bye.
You want to watch me sniff? You want to watch me huff this Sharpie, Scott?
Yeah.
And it's fading out.